and Dan here with UPN Podcast. Today I'm talking with Joshua Davis from the band Steppin' In. Steppin' In is playing at Upfront & Company this weekend, Friday and Saturday, March 4th and 5th. Stop in and see them. I started the interview by talking with Joshua Davis about his connections to the UP. I heard he was from the Marquette area.
Yeah, sure enough. I was born up there. Mailman built a place up on 510, and they were like back to the Landers in the 70s. And born up there, and I kind of was raised. My mom lived down by Detroit, and I'm kind of in between the two places. But I think of Marquette as home.
For someone who hasn't been to a Steppin' In It show, how would you describe that sound?
Well, it's kind of different. We have two different outfits that Steppin' In It kind of travels with. One is an acoustic four-piece, and what we've been doing lately is this electric six-piece band, and we still do a fair amount of the same material. We do quite a bit of different stuff as well. It's like roots rock. It's American traditional music, country blues, Cajun music, that kind of stuff, but it's like updated. It's like with an edge and a backbeat, you know?
Tell me a little bit about Steppin' In It's history of playing in the UP. When did you guys start doing gigs up here?
You know, I don't remember exactly when it was that we started. I remember that we played what was called Aurora, I think.
Okay.
A little while. We were playing the Keweenaw a bit. And then we played Hiawatha a couple times, you know.
How was Hiawatha?
Oh, it's great. I grew up going there. So it's one of my very favorite festivals. I have a lot of great memories from the festivals. Like, I mean, I remember, you know, being one of the kids in the kids' music parade. It's a great thing to play there. You know, I feel like we played maybe 3 or 4 years at different times in our career there. It's a great festival. It's a beautiful place. A lot of great music. So, and then we have close ties to the Keweenaw too. Joe, our steel player, went to school at Michigan Tech and lived up there for about 6 years. So, you know, we played the County Met Theater quite a few times. It's a beautiful space. We have this kind of yearly show that we've been doing at the Kaufman in Marquette. We were doing in the spring, but I think this year we're going to do it in the fall. We love coming up to the UP.
Now, you sing and write songs for the band. Has the UP influenced your songwriting?
You know, a lot of our songs are tied in, even if they're not directly about the UP. There's a lot of kind of imagery, and I draw on a lot of influence from up there, and it's kind of like a backdrop for a lot of my tunes. Yeah.
Can you tell me about some of the songs that you've written about the UP?
Sure. You know, throughout our records, you know, on our first album, we had a couple. One was called Secondhand Waltz, where it's about my dad, and it's about his place on Club 50, and, you know, there's, like, a lot of references to, like, you know, Best of Heart, Going Skipping Rocks, and there's one called Kid If You're Listening that's about the Hill family that lived up on 5M, good friends of mine, and there's a lot of kind of imagery from that area. There's one called The Final Refrain that I just wrote that's about the whole sulfide mining issue. Kind of like a letter to Kent Cott. So there's a bunch of different kind of ways. There's a lot of historical stuff. I do a lot of, like, you know, I've read, my old man gave me the 2-volume set of Superior Heartland by Fred Riedholm, which is like a history of my kind of, basically. And so I've written some tunes based on the stories in that book. There's a bunch of them up there.
I'm going to be talking with Jeff Daniels this week. Mm-hmm. Have you been involved with playing with Jeff at all?
Yeah, we were on his last record, and we played shows with him and hung out with him. He's a great guy, you know, and he's also a great supporter of Michigan culture, and it's nice to see somebody that is really trying to give back to the state. He's just really committed to, you know, the troubles that we're having in Michigan, and he's totally down to earth, dude. That's just kind of giving back, which is, you know, a beautiful thing to see.
Well, I really look forward to stopping in this weekend and seeing Steppin' In It. What can people expect at the show this weekend?
Yeah, it's just going to be a big party. I mean, it's, you know, football at one. I mean, that's kind of what we do with this, with the six-piece electric outfit. It's just a big party, you know, and it's a great feeling. It's sweaty and everybody's getting down, and it's just a good feeling, you know. It's a positive feeling. It's like a, you know, positive party. It's great.
Sounds like a good time this weekend at Upfront & Company. Make sure you stop by and see Steppin' in it. Here's Give My Regards to Miss Moline.
Thanks for listening.